your turn.
Welcome, Draco Reverend Fathers, Father Brian.
Father Che.
All right, the last one. Woo!
Yeah!
We've all done all of these on the 5th of December, so woohoo! Finally getting in to the last one here. Mm-hmm. So, the 10th and final meditation, and then we'll go back actually to our women's retreat, finish that up with the sisters in our next episodes, and then we'll figure out what we're doing, what the Lord wants from there. But, this 10th meditation, how to prepare how the soul chooses the devout life, to live a devout life. Interesting. How the soul chooses devout life. The devout. All right. Mm-hmm. So we quiet ourselves, silence ourselves, put anything away that would be distracting us, place ourselves in the presence of God. And in placing ourselves in the presence of God, we cast our cares on Him who cares for us. And we humble ourselves before Him and ask for His aid, His help. In doing this meditation. And consideration number one. Once more, imagine yourself in an open plain along with your guardian angel. And represent yourself on the left hand, the devil sitting on a high and mighty throne, surrounded by a vast troop of worldly men who bow bareheaded before him, doing homage to him by the various sins they commit. Study the countenances of the miserable courtiers of that most abominable king, some raging with fury, envy, and passion, some murderous in their hatred, others pale and haggard in their craving after wealth, or madly pursuing every vain and profitless pleasure, others sunk and lost in vile, impure affections. See how all alike are hateful, resentful, wild. See how they despise one another and only pretend to an unreal, self-seeking love. Such is the miserable reign of the abhorrent tyrant. On the other hand, behold, Jesus Christ crucified, calling these unhappy wretches to him, to come to him, and interceding for them with all the love of his precious heart. Behold the company of devout souls and their guardian angels. Contemplate the beauty of this religious kingdom. What lovelier than the troop of virgin souls, men and women, pure as lilies, widows in their holy desolation and humility, husbands and wives living in all tender love and mutual cherishing. See how such pitiless souls know how to combine their exterior and interior duties, to love the earthly spouse without diminishing or devoting devotion to the heavenly bridegroom. Look around, one and all, you will see them with loving, holy, gentle countenances, listening to the voice of their Lord, all seeking to enthrone him more and more within their hearts. They rejoice, but it is with peaceful, loving, sober joy they love. But their love is altogether holy and pure. Such among these devoted ones as have sorrows to bear are not disheartened thereby, and do not grieve over much. For their Savior's eye is upon them to comfort them, and they all seek him only. 3, surely you have altogether renounced Satan with his weary, miserable troop by the good resolution you have made, but nevertheless you have not yet wholly attained to the King Jesus, or altogether joined his blessed company of devout ones. You have hovered betwixt the two. Between the two. Wow, betwixt. That's good. Between the two. Fourth, the Blessed Virgin, St. Joseph, St. Louis, St. Monica, and hundreds and thousands more who were once like you, living in the world, call upon you and encourage you. Five, the crucified King himself calls you by your own name. Come, my beloved, come, and let me crown thee.
The choice. O world, O vile company, never will I enlist beneath thy banner, forever I have forsaken thy flatteries and deceptions. O proud king, monarch of evil, infernal spirit, I renounce thee in all thy hollow pomp. I detest thee in all thy works. And turning to thee, O sweet Jesus, King of blessedness and of eternal glory, I cleave to thee with all the powers of my soul. I adore thee with all my heart. I choose thee now and forever for my King, and with inviolable fidelity, I would offer my irrevocable service and submit myself to thy holy ways and ordinances. O Blessed Virgin, Mother of God, you shall be my example. I will follow you with all reverence and respect. O my good angel, bring me to this heavenly company. Leave me not until I reach them, with whom I will sing forever and testimony of my choice. Glory be to Jesus, my Lord.
So sharing the graces, what do you got?
Well, for me, one of the graces that came up was, once again, you know, what do you choose and how are you going to be faithful to this, right? Because my tendency is I want to make a choice that's just one and done. But if you look at all the consideration that St. Francis says, he said, remember when you were praying about, you know, hell and all these other things? Remember how scary that was? Yeah. Do you still choose to reject those things, right? And so, yeah, that was a grace for me. Of like, look at how we have all these saints with us. The Blessed Virgin Mary is there. The Crucified King, which is Jesus himself, is there. The Heavenly Father is there, right? All these are the rewards of us being faithful to God. Like, if we choose Him, we get everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that's kind of sad in my heart is, like, they'll always allow this fire and zeal for you. I'm not talking about emotions of, like, being happy all the time. I'm just praying for the strength during the daily grind of, like, okay, I don't feel like praying, but I have to remember that I chose you, right? I don't feel like giving this up, but guess what? I'm choosing you, right? Just the constant faithfulness. I pray for that strength. just to be consistent, be humble, and to choose God. Because the day that I lose that, not good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we fall into that, life sucks, I hate this, let's just make myself feel better. The self-feeding, the self-gratification.
Self-seeking.
Yep, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. We had a spiritual director in seminary that said the hardest day to pray is the day after you didn't pray.
Yes.
How true that is.
Yep.
Like, it's so funny. Like, oh, I didn't pray yesterday. I don't need to pray today. I didn't pray. Oh, it's been a month since the last time I sat down and talked with the Lord? Oh, that's interesting. How did that happen?
And we make excuses. Well, right. Lord, don't blame me.
Practically atheists.
Yeah. Lord, you know,
we confess something on Sunday, but it doesn't have anything to do with our week. Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It's so bad that even as a priest that sometimes happens.
Yep. And so
I always love the Shinstat practice, though. The Shinstat practice is I have a team to do this. So it's not like a to-do list by myself. It's a to-do list with my team. So, like, they practice the presence of your guardian angel, Mary, Joseph, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. Like, that's just like the start of your team. So at least at every event that you are at, the Trinity is at, and the Mother of God is at, and St. Joseph is at.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's no longer, this is my to-do list, this is our to-do list. Holy Spirit, help this to-do list to happen the way you want it to happen.
Yeah.
It's not on me, it's on you. And they live that out. Yeah, look up Shinstats. It's cool. They're fun. I know a few Shinstats, so. Yeah. What else? Yeah, the two camps, like, this is somewhat the two camps that St. Ignatius has in his, how you set up the two camps, between one side and the other, between the crucified and the abhorrent tyrant.
I just like this one because there's always hope, right? Just because you've fallen or you've forgotten and it's new to you, right? That's the beauty of our faith. We're not like angels, where pure spirits, where once you make that decision, you can't undo it, right? And so that's how much God loves us, right? We can go, we can change a lot, right? And so that always gives us hope, like, yeah, I may have missed prayer today, but I can still do it. The day hasn't ended yet, right? And so so I like how they paint the beautiful image of, like, when you choose God, you're gaining a whole army. When you choose God, you gain all access to the most beautiful mysteries of the world at your fingertips, right? And when you choose hell, or not to live a life for God, yeah, that's not a fun place to be.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is there's hope. Always choose God, because with God there's hope, there's faith, there's love. Right? The other camp, not so much.
You and your hope.
Dude.
You and your suffering from hope.
Oh my gosh, dude.
My suffering from love, your suffering from hope. This is so great.
Yeah, that's why we have to lean on God. We can't do this on our own. There's no way.
We did an exercise in seminary that we had an interview with a certain individual that kind of... Anyways, he said that everyone suffers in one of the theological virtues, so faith, hope, and love. And then, so you suffer, so you need help in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was the other? Oh, the four cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. And you suffer from one of those. So, anyways, it was fun. It was a good conversation.
Woo! Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Boom.
We hope this has been a good prayer practice, but also just a good way to fall more and more in love with Jesus himself.
Boom.
So until next time, Practical Rambling Fathers.
Peace out. Stay holy.
Bye.
Bye.